Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. In June next year, the Yankees and Red Sox go to bat in the first ever Major League Baseball game hosted in Europe at the London Stadium. The NFL and NBA are already here and doing well. Former Yankee player Alex Rodriguez, who's hit more Grand Slams than any player in history, is in London to promote the tour. He dropped by to chat, dressed not in a ball cap, but a sharp suit, ready to pitch baseball to the Brits.
We've traveled the world, you know, from Japan to Mexico to other places, but London is one that I think is a natural fit. I think it's somewhere that we've wanted to come, but we wanted to do it right. MLB Baseball has an enormous team down here, and we just cannot wait to get down here. And we're giving you our very best, and that's the New York Yankees, the 27-time world champions, and obviously the world champions, Boston Red Sox. So it couldn't get any better.
Walking around London, going to the stadium, do people on the street recognize you? Because in our meeting yesterday, I have to be very honest with you, people were throwing around A-Rod, MLB, and they were just blank faces.
Yeah, crickets. Right. No, that's great. And that I think is a really good thing, because it's all white space. It's all opportunity. Look, if you gave us our greatest Manchester United and Liverpool, I would be one that I wouldn't know much of, but I would really want to get educated on it. The reason why I think the British are going to love baseball is because it's a thinking person's game. It's an intellectual game. It's synonymous with history and numbers. And, you know, the beautiful thing about London people is they're so smart and classy, and that's everything we aspire to be as a game of baseball.
How are you selling it? Are you selling it as a kind of historical link, you know, rounders, baseball started here in the UK in the 1700s, or are you selling it as a modern American sport?
I'm selling it as a hybrid. It's a little bit of both. And if you think about the Yankees and the Red Sox, they've gone at each other for almost 120 years. They've played over 2,000 games against each other. You know, 27th World Championships, the history of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Here, it doesn't mean much. In America, is history. But we want this to be a global, really, brand and a global game. Look, when I grew up in Miami, in South Florida, soccer was not very popular, at least from my prism. But if you look now, 25 years later, soccer is enormous, and it started with the great David Beckham coming to Los Angeles. I really think that in the next 20 years, we're going to look back at the summer of 2019 and say Rob Manfred did something really, really special.
Now, you're mentioning the Red Sox and the Yankees, obviously, you know, two huge teams. But do you think British fans are going to be as excited, let's say, if the Kansas City Royals and the Miami Marlins come over? You know, these are some of the lower ranking teams. Do you think the interest can be sustained?
I think it can, because first you have to give people a taste. And a taste means you're going to see a diverse set of incredible athletes. And I'll give you one example. Aaron Judge is 6'7". He plays for the Yankees, and he's our version of David Beckham. He's 280 pounds. He's under 10% body fat, and he jumps over 30 inches in his vertical jump. He's going to hit balls that are like 550 feet. The British people are going to think is a golf ball. I promise you, is a baseball.
Now, the NFL has been here for about a decade. They routinely sell out. Do you think the home run is going to become as common a phrase here as, say, LBW or scoring a century?
You know, it's funny you say vocabulary or phrases. You know, in the human culture, we use the baseball language as our language, right? Mm-hmm. If you do a great business deal or a grand slam, that was just a double, right? You know, strikeout, you whiffed, right? And it is really America's game. And what I'm most proud of is that we are leading with the best of the best. To answer your earlier question, does Kansas City Dodgers or does Kansas City Tampa work? I think once you establish an understanding, a love, a passion for baseball like we have for soccer, I think if you have an open mind, open heart, I think what they're going to find is it's an awesome sport.
Last question. Do you have any advice for, say, cricket to make, you know, British sports as popular in America as American sports might become over here?
I'll tell you what. If you have a team that reminds you of the Yankees and the Red Sox, think about this. The Yankee logo, you may not like baseball, but it's one of the most popular logos in the entire universe. The letter B represents all of people in Boston. And they're like the Barmy Army. They travel. I mean, you're going to see a lot of Americans, whether you like it or not, just because we're obsessed with your culture, they're going to be flying across the pond and watching baseball. I think if you have great players and you have an incredible product, you can take it global. So if you have that in cricket, then I'm all for it.